Merry Christmas. For some of us, Christmas brings up beautiful memories and emotions attached to that, and for others of us, it brings up a more challenging view of the season. And this meditation is about exploring some of the what we would label as positive and negative aspects of our Christmas preparation. So begin by settling into the ground, whether you're laying down, whether you're sitting up. Be comfortable. Allow your body to feel supported by whatever you're sitting or laying on. Allow your senses to be alive. The lips may gently touch each other, but inside let the mouth be open and spacious. And the ears, let the ears be open to sounds in your space or outside of the space. And allow the eyes to gently close. Feel the eyelids resting on each other. And then feel the eyes themselves opening into the back of the head, resting into the body. The eyes like to hold and think they're in control. Can you give them a break? Allow them to rest back into the head, be absorbed by the body. Let the nose be open to smelling. And let the skin be alive, feeling clothing or blankets, or open to feeling the air touching the skin. Bring your attention now to a place of inner resource. This place in the mind could be a place that you have visited or a place that you've totally made up. It is a place where you're feeling totally safe, secure, and totally nourished. This place could be a room or a place in nature. Anywhere you feel totally safe, totally nourished. What objects do you see in this place? Are there other people here? Maybe a figure of wisdom. In this place, are there any smells or tastes? What do you hear in this place? What sounds are in this place of inner resource? And most significantly, how do you feel in this place? What does it feel like to be totally safe and secure, totally nourished? So this place is always available to you, whether it's during our practice, whether it's during another life event, whenever you're feeling unsupported, discomfort, you can always return to this place of inner resource to feel nourished, safe, and then return to your meditation practice, your life event, whatever is going on, knowing that you are totally nourished and able to meet whatever is being presented to you. So then let's move into your heart's desire for the Christmas season. What is it that your heart longs for from this time of year? What does the heart desire for Christmas season, transition into the new year? So whatever your desire is for this Christmas season, can you feel it being met? Feel this desire as an accomplished statement of fact. So phrase this met desire in the present tense. For example, I am compassion and joy itself. Or my community is vibrant love itself. Feel the desire bubble up. Feel this desire being met. Feel it in the present tense as an accomplished statement of fact. Feel the heart's desire being met and feel this as a statement of truth. We'll return to our heart's desire for the season at the end of our practice. But for now, I invite you to explore some of the emotions that can erupt during the Christmas season. For example, during the Christmas season, have you ever felt a sense of connection? Maybe there's a memory or an image that can evoke the sense of connection. Perhaps a sense of community, relatedness. What does it feel like to feel totally connected? And letting go of the image or memory, just staying with the sensation. What does it feel like to feel connected? And letting that go. Sometimes Christmas events can bring up conflict with family members, with colleagues. What does it feel like to be in conflict? You may have a memory around the Christmas season or a memory from another time where there's conflict between you and another. Or observing others in conflict. Let that memory be used to bring up the sensation of conflict. Then let the image go, let the memory go, and stay with the sensation of being in or observing conflict. Disagreements. Arguments. What's that experience like in the body? And letting that go and come back to the sense of connectedness, feeling connected. Use the memory or an image that reminds you of connection. Let the memory and images go and stay with the sensation in the body of feeling connected. Where do you feel that in the body? Letting that go and return to the sense of conflict Use the memory or image to bring up the feelings that happen around conflict. It could be at Christmas or any time of the year. Then letting go of the image and the memory. What does it feel like to be involved with conflict? Arguments. And conflict and connection are on the same spectrum. Can you feel both conflict and connection at the same time? Feeling the entire spectrum. Feeling connection and conflict simultaneously. And then letting that go. You may feel a sense of openness, peacefulness. You may not. But when we feel both together, often there's a sensation of stepping back from both of them, stepping back into an openness. While these emotions may have some sort of a density to them, when we step back, we can step into a more spacious openness, a sense of no density. And then returning to the emotions that can arise during our Christmas season. Can you create a sense of quiet reflection, introspection? Maybe there are memories or images that you can use to help create that sense of quiet reflection, calmness and contemplation. And then allowing the memories and images to dissipate and just stay with the sensation of quiet reflection. And then the opposite, when we may relate to a little more than we'd like, especially around the Christmas season, can you relate to a sense of chaos and stress, noise, the anxiety and expectations? Maybe you have memory or images that can help evoke a sense of stress and chaos, anxiety. What does that feel like in the body when stress and anxiety arises? Letting go of the memories and images around that, stay with the sensation of stress and anxiety. What does that feel like in the body? And then returning to feel the quiet reflection, introspection. What does that feel like in the body? Using your memories or images, what does it feel like to be quietly reflective, introspective? And allow the images and memories to dissipate and stay with the sensation of quiet reflectiveness, introspection. And then returning to the sense of stress, anxiety. Use memories or images to help evoke that feeling of stress and anxiety. And then allow the memories and images to dissipate and stay with a sense of feeling stressed and anxious. Where do you feel that in the body? And then can you feel both simultaneously? Feel quiet reflectiveness and stress and anxiety simultaneously. They're on the same spectrum. Feel the whole spectrum at the same time. When feeling these two things, can you feel how, in order to feel both, you need to step back? And feeling both, stepping back from them, feel how you step into this open expanse, a spaciousness. Words may not even be able to label exactly the space you step into. Feel that open spaciousness. And then letting that go. Bring yourself into a place where you're prepared to wander through different Christmas preparations, various Christmas events, and feel into how these events make you feel. What are the emotions or sensations that arise with the various Christmas preparation and events? So using your, again, memories or images, what does it feel like when you think of decorating? Decorating your home or environment. What emotion is evoked when thinking about decorating? Where do you feel this in the body? And letting that go, how about shopping? This ritual we've developed. What does it feel like in your body to think about Christmas shopping? There is no wrong feeling here. Just noticing what emotion is evoked when remembering or thinking about Christmas shopping. Where do you feel this in the body? And what about dinner preparation? Various baking and kitchen preparation. What does that idea bring up in your body? What emotions are attached around that? There is no wrong answer. There is no right answer. And how about Christmas parties? Is there a general sensation about Christmas parties? What emotion is evoked when you think about Christmas parties? Feel that in the body. How about not having a party to go to? So Sometimes it can feel like everybody on Earth is out at a Christmas party. What if you have no party to go to? What does that feel like? What does that bring up in the body to have no party to attend? How about taking down all the decorations? Is there anything to take down in your environment? The close of Christmas, opening into a new year. What emotion is evoked when remembering taking down Christmas decorations and moving into a new year? What does it feel like? Where does it arise in the body? Letting that go. So coming back to your heart's desire, your desire for the Christmas season. What's the longing at this moment? What is the heart desire for the Christmas season and the transition into the new year? Let this desire bubble up and feel it being met, answered, totally accomplished. Phrase this met desire in the present tense. Could be something like, I am compassion and joy itself. Feel your desire being met. And feel it as an accomplished statement of truth. So during our practice today, think about all the things that we transitioned through. Relaxing the body into the support of our floor, the chair, feeling connection and conflict, feeling quiet reflection and stress and anxiety, the ideas of decorating, shopping, food preparation, parties, no parties, taking down the decorations, closing Christmas and moving into a new year. Heart's desire. So what is it that you know now? Feel into any insights. Maybe an insight will come along in the future. If there's anything that you can take with you to commit to support yourself in this new knowing, take note of it, make a commitment to take action on it. And I would invite you during the Christmas season to take time to notice that there are certainly expectations, ideas, emotions that arise. All of these things have a density to them, something of a contraction to them. Notice this contraction, this density of these different events, and also notice at the same time there is an openness here. There is a lightness. We can step back from these things, not that we're ignoring them, but simultaneously as these things are occurring, there's also an open spaciousness. All of these things are in our awareness. So I invite you to feel into the awareness itself. Feel into this openness. All of these things change, evolve, and there's something here that doesn't change. I invite you to feel both into the activities, the emotions, what we label as positive and negative, and feel into this openness, peacefulness itself. Coming back to bring attention into the body and into the space around you. Begin to strengthen the breath. Allow the tongue to wander inside the mouth. Begin to bring movement into the body. Noticing that the sensations in the body are present and there's an openness that's also present. Have attention for both. So as you begin to continue to move, feel that inner smile, the inner joy that's always there for you. I wish you a very Merry Christmas and all openness and spaciousness in the new year. Namaste.